What about the rivalry between North Dakota and North Dakota State? Sounds like there is no plans for these two teams to get together, and we want to get a good look of what the heck is going on up there. And the first person we think of is our good friend Dom Izzo from WDAY Television in Fargo. And, hey, Dom, nice to have you on the program again.
Good to be with you, boys. How you been?
You know, we've been good. We've missed you.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Like a hole in the head, right?
Yeah, so, you know, when things get boring, we think North Dakota, North Dakota State rivalry. And we think of you right away there, Dom.
Yeah, that's how much I miss it, considering how many emails and tweets and texts I get about it anytime it gets brought up.
Do people in North Dakota really care if these two teams play football at all?
I think it depends on who you speak with. Some are, you know, would say absolutely. Others would say it's time to move on. I think it's really interesting if you speak to the students that go there, they have no idea because they don't know. As I tweeted out earlier today and I blogged about it, we're into our second decade now of them not playing. So it's a lost concept on students that go to each of these schools. Now, if they're residents of the state, I think they have some remembrance of them playing. And even the most recent class of guys I talked to that will enter NDSU in August, or the most recent class of redshirts, can say, yeah, I can remember a little bit of NDSU and UND playing on TV. But think of that, guys. That's now, we're 10 years in the past of the last time they played. So for the guys that are redshirt freshmen on NDSU and UND's roster, they're 7 or 8 years old. So they have no, I mean, granted, they know something about football then, obviously, I'm sure they were playing, but it's not anything to where they can fully appreciate what it was even for the class of 2007, because obviously they were still playing and they had only been shortly removed from the rivalry. So that's where to answer your question long-windedly, I think it really depends on who you talk to. I think for a lot of the Bison fans, they would say, why do we need this game? We're selling out the Fargo Dome. Why play the University of North Dakota? Where on the flip side, if I'm UND, I've been irrelevant in the state in terms of football for the last 5 to 6 years. That's the way it's been. What better way to get at least somebody talking about our football team than by playing the Bison? I've always been in the camp. I don't know how many times I've been on with you guys to say, just play it. Let's get it started. Just because I've never seen the game. I've never seen it since I've been here since 2006. I'd like to see it in person, but I might be in the minority in that camp.
Bottom line, why can't they make this happen? Why are they having so many problems?
Who's to blame, right?
Well, I think it's initially, I would say, if, you know, it's easy for me here to sit and point fingers. I think UND was to blame to begin with, obviously, because they scoffed at playing NDSU when the Bison decided to move up from Division II to Division I. But now it's easy to, I think, point at NDSU and say, okay, you know, when is enough enough? When have we been stubborn enough and paid the blood on the price of, okay, we admit we made a mistake here, let's rectify it. But there's a lot of stubborn people involved in this, and I think we were so close a couple years ago, guys, and I was just looking up a story I did, and the numerous ones I've done on this topic. It was, I believe, May of 2011, where Gene Taylor actually came on with Jeff Kolpak and I on our video blog and broke the story that we've been talking. Looks like we're going to have something for 2015 and 2017, and we thought, okay, it's going to happen, and now that's 3 long years ago, and the dates are still open for each of those teams, September the 19th, 2015. And I don't know how many times I've blogged about that. And each team still has those dates open for 2 years from now to keep that, at least 2 football seasons from now, to keep that date open. But each side is to blame. I think, obviously, now NDSU's home attendance has changed so much than what it was in the spring of 2011. That's before NDSU even won its first championship. Attendance was good, but not to the point where obviously they were selling out every game and ticket sales were the way they are. And that's the biggest dynamic, according to Gene Taylor, that's changed on their end. And for UND, I think that they would like to see obviously they want to see a game in Grand Forks, and I think NDSU has some reluctance to take their team and go up there and sell out their building. I don't think that that's something that they're too keen on right now.
Well, based on the story that I read, and I know it was on Fargo Forum and also in the Grand Forks Herald, that they had agreed to 2015 and then, you know, tentatively 2017, but Gene Taylor wanting both of those games in Fargo.
Fargo.
What kind of payout would NDSU get for going up to Grand Forks? I know I've seen like $175,000 to $190,000 is what UND would get for going to Fargo.
Yeah.
What kind of payout would the Bison get for going up to Grand Forks?
I have not heard that term there, Chris, in terms of the monetary. You'd have to think somewhere. I don't know about that because I don't know if UND is willing to, to give out that kind of money, but it would probably be somewhere in the $150,000 range. Now, granted, here's the real rub of it, guys. NDSU wants to play 6 home games, and they want to play an FBS game every single season. That's the blueprint of what Taylor has laid out here over the last 5 to 6 years. Next year, NDSU is already playing a non-conference road game at Montana. They also have a non-conference home game with Weber State. That's part of a home-and-home series, both signed with the Grizz a few years ago and Weber State back in February. So now that leads to the fact NDSU has one available non-conference date because they can only play 11 games next season. We go back to 11 games for the next few years starting in 2015. It looks like NDSU obviously wants to play a 6 home game, so they won't obviously play an FBS. So that leads to the fact, okay, why don't you play UND there? So that kind of shoots holes in that argument. But on the flip side, where for future years down the line, why would NDSU not want to go to UND? Because they still want to play that, and let's say maybe down the road, Indiana and Illinois, a Northwestern, even though the Big Ten doesn't want to play the FCS anymore. That's a whole other topic. But say an Iowa State again or a Kansas State if they want to go down that road. They want to have that, obviously, because you guys know, look at USD and what SDSU. SDSU's got a game against an SEC team this year. How much that can pay out, how much that helps and pays for your athletic department. Mm-hmm. You're not going to scoff at a $400,000 payday just to play your rival. If you're looking at the two, you're always going to take the bigger payday. I don't think anybody would begrudge that either.
You know, one thing that bugs me about this is looking at the, and again, I'm reading an article by Brad Schlossman from the Grand Forks Herald, and it kind of, at least chronologically, it kind of makes some clarity on this. You know, it sounded like based on an email, Brian Faison was like, September 19th in Fargo in 2015 and then September 9th, 2017 in Grand Forks. And then Gene Taylor, came back 2015 and 17 in Fargo. What bugs me about this is it almost looks like NDSU and Gene Taylor, they're being selfish with this. And if you really want it and it's going to be good for both universities, there's nothing wrong with having a home and home, and that just kind of bugs me. It kind of rubs me the wrong way. If NDSU is getting selfish, they want everything, and basically saying you're going to have to abide to our terms.
It on the outside, I would say that you're probably exactly right. You're coming from a state where actually the two schools play one another. I don't know what even that's like with South Dakota State and USD.
I'm even a Bison guy, and it bugs me. And maybe I don't have a reason to be, but it's like
I would say. I don't disagree with you, but the option is even out there for the single game. And let's at least play that, and let's go from there. I don't understand why the reluctance even there, because, like I mentioned, it gets UND some much-needed media attention and some people talking about it for recruiting purposes. It's huge. Let's say, and this isn't even the 2013 Bison they're playing, guys. We don't know how good the 2015 NDSU team is. This could be a close game. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I understand for Bison fans saying, well, why do we want to do that? We risk the chance of losing, and that I always scoff at that because you got to play the
every
game.
Every game you play, you
have a chance of losing any game. Exactly right. So that's why I say, why not play it? At least get somebody talking about it, and then we can go from there, maybe down the line in 2017 or 18 to revisit it, that, you know what, this was a good thing. Let's try it. If we have to play it in Fargo again, then we can go to Grand Forks. I just think somehow make it happen, because you're just doing a total disservice for everybody in this state that enjoys it. You're doing a disservice to people that just moved to the state a few years ago that have never seen it, and for your incoming students that you want to get. You want to hammer the state of North Dakota, and each coach has said that. The lifeblood of their programs come from this state, and we've seen it on the biggest stage for NDSU that they've had from Travis back to Ryan Smith to have their biggest performances and the biggest games have come from this state, then why not have that on the ultimate showcase and play each other? And just the longer it goes on, the more I was of the fact, guys, I said 2015, that's when it's going to happen, and I just don't think it's going to happen now. It might not happen in the regular season. It might have to happen in the playoffs, which I know that Bison fans will probably scoff at me saying that, but that might be the only time they can even play is in the FCS playoffs.
By the way, UND does travel twice to play USD in 16 and 17. Don't know what USD is going to pay UND to come down to the dome. Have no idea on that one. I'll have to ask Mick Gary.
I don't know
Gary
if that's a straight
one.
Home and home. That might be a straight home and home, Craig. I'm not sure on that, but you're right, though. At least that they had that reconnection from the old North Central days.
Yeah, good stuff. By the way, you know, a bigger issue, though, is I don't care what it takes. I want North Dakota in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. That is what should be done.
I mean, are there still
whatever it takes. Sue them. Make them join the league.
Well, you don't want to say the word sue when you're dealing with UND.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I mean, make sure you know how you're spelling
it. Go to court.
That.
Go to court. Whatever.
Litigation.
I know. Do whatever.
I was of that mindset, too, and who knows? We could be speaking – this could be a null and void argument 2 or 3 years down the road because they may be in the same league and have to play.
Yep.
I will say that argument took a couple hits this year, guys, because UND's women's basketball team won the Big Sky to go to the NCAA tournament. They saw how, I'll say it, quote-unquote, easy it is to make it. UND's men's basketball team was a breath away from making it. Now, the Summit is much harder, and you guys know that from them, what the Big Sky basketball is, and you know how much – look at what NDSU, the amount of money that they're going to make coming off their NCAA tournament appearance. Not only their appearance, but a win, what that does for not only the school, but the Summit League. That argument, I was right on board with you, might have taken a big-time hit just considering the success they've had in both basketball and in volleyball. They've been very good in that. You're right, the travel costs are outrageous. And that's when I wonder, when is the rubber going to hit the road on that?
Dom, as always, thanks, pal. Really appreciate it. You do great work up there and appreciate the time you give us.
Always appreciate you giving me a few minutes, guys. Thanks again.
All right, Dom.
Thanks, Dom.
Dom Izzo, WDAY Television up at Fargo.